You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
It is that time, 19 minutes to 3 o'clock. Go on to the 702 YouTube page. At the moment, there's this beautiful holding banner that says 702 Unplugged, Jimmy Nevis. And alongside that is this gorgeous image. Magenta is the theme. Jimmy Nevis has really shown his artistry this week because he's prepared a memorable 702 Unplugged recording for you. You'll know him. I think he's the festival king. He's the festival king because he's dominated and has been on so many stages, and he's collaborated with some of our finest in South Africa. He dominates the charts too. I guess that's your thing, Jimmy. Good afternoon. Welcome back to 702 Unplugged.
What's up, my love? How are you doing?
I'm very good. Happy to see you. In fact, I was commenting to my producer that it's been too long. So it's good to have you on the show talking new music.
100%. It's so good to be back and so good to be specifically to see your face. On social media.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it's so good to just be able to do a really special live performance. I really prepared something that, you know, is a mixture of magenta, yes, because that's what we're here for, that's what we're promoting, but also sharing some of my other favorites. One in particular, which is a Prince KB song, which carried me throughout this lockdown. Also one of Jimmy Nevis' favorite of mine from my last album in 2018. So yeah, I'm excited.
I'm also excited. I can't wait because it's completely different from anything we've done before or that has been played out on 702 Unplugged before. So that's coming up after our chat. So tell me about lockdown. Why was Fetch Your Life your soundtrack?
I mean, for many reasons. Number one, it kept me going in the gym. You know, it's one of those tracks that, you know, I think during lockdown, you had to make a decision. You were either going to you're going to pig out or you're going to try and maintain some balance, you know, and I probably did a bit of both. But I think it was just such a motivational track, you know, in a time of so much uncertainty. And we saw so much change happen in such a quick amount of time, forcing us to adapt and be more creative and think outside our boxes and really, you know, kind of get motivation and inspiration from new sources. And, you know, so I think for me, I turn to music. That's who I am. It's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to really just finish up on projects that were kind of hanging in the air. I got to grow a beard this lockdown. Its own beautiful challenge. I also got to work on cooking skills, which, you know, just went horribly wrong. I'm back to square one now. That was a lie. But overall, it's just been a really healthy experience, I think, for a lot of us. Yes, amongst so much, I guess, destruction in some kind of way, but it's also made for newness.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I've chosen to focus on.
Yes. And let's talk about magenta. The color is just beautiful. It reminded me a little bit of something that Zoe Modiga also did, you know, Yellow, the novel, there with her debut album. She also just, it was just yellow. And you've done the same with magenta, as in we're not only experiencing the music lyrically, sonically, but there's also this visual association that comes with the song. I just think it's gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I also think it just ties so nicely in with spring. And I also, for me, it was a, it's the name of the song, but for me, magenta is also it's sunset, you know, it's summertime. It's that old feel. And also, no joke, I one time saw a psychic who told me, she was like, listen, I know you like to wear a lot of black, but you gotta wear some color, you know? and at the time I was like, oh wow, that's quite a statement. And actually I've been intentionally trying to put out some more color. So magenta is where I'm really pushing it. And, I just think it fits so well in with where we're at right now as a country, the time, the season.
Yeah.
And I hope that it just brings some, you know, liveliness. I think the track itself as well, it's quite a vibe. It's a track I wrote in LA, did vocals in LA, did vocals here in Cape Town. I was also doing a show in Dubai, and they needed some backing vocals. So I ended up doing some backing vocals in a bathroom at the airport because I travel with my mic and my laptop and everything. So yeah. This really, the process has kind of like been universal in a sense. And so, yeah, I'm super amped that it's finally time to share it with the world.
Yes. No, I just think that the way you've expressed it is beautiful. But what you're not saying, though, is the spiritual side of things that the song is embodies, and this it's telling us a little bit more about your spiritual life.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you know, I think at the time, you know, last year for me was like a year of firsts. You know, I think when I started this journey beginning of last year, I told myself, you know what, you need to have more fun with what you do, mm-hmm. you know, like music I do, but like really just having fun with it, you know, not being scared to fail at it, not being scared to like experiment a bit more, and just like enjoy the people that you work with, because sometimes we work with so many people, you only know them in one space, you know. And I was like, these are my band members, these are producers, these are beautiful, incredible people that I sometimes just live past by. So I think for me, I kind of made a decision that I wanted to put more time and energy and effort into getting to really be in the moment. And this song, I guess, expresses that. It's about going beyond your limitations, your inhibitions, and reaching a state of euphoria within yourself, you know? So the song references like the road to Paradiso, but I mean, that's whatever journey you on. I know for me, I feel like I've come full circle where I'm actually just... I learned so much last year, and I feel like I got to put it in a song. So,
It's embodied in the song. But before we play that music, I also wanted to just touch on the work. Are you still doing the work with, is it the Blue Collar? And this is the philanthropic work that you do on the side, and how you give back to young people from Athlone, where you grew up, because you understand the challenges of that environment so well.
Absolutely. You know, I think at my love for that, I think, got heightened during lockdown, because you get to see as well, like, just how much you have to be grateful for, and acknowledging that, you know, not everybody has the same access to resources during this time. And yeah, we, the Blue Collar Foundation, we've been highlighting a lot of inspirational figures, trying to inspire the youth a lot. Over the past lockdown. But yes, we are still doing our bursary programs. We are still feeding as much resources as we can into the youth, trying to connect the gap of opportunity specifically within the Western Cape. Yeah. And I love looking at kids and at young people that remind me of my experience, because there's so much that I didn't know. There's so much that they'll never know unless we kind of connect these dots, you know? So I think it's imperative. It's such a big part of who I am.
Yeah,
100%. I'm excited for next year, though. I think the Blue Collar has a lot of cool stuff that we're planning for next year. I think also once, you know, we kind of getting through the unknown of lockdown and we have more direction, I think as a country, it's going to be go time. So I'm super amped about that.
Yes, I'm going to hold on to that as well. Jimmy, always thank you so much. Always so grateful, and really looking forward to our listeners and those that are watching on the YouTube channel, watching what you put together for us. You and the piano, a live piano performance for today's 702 Unplugged. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Azania. Lovely to see you. And shout out to everybody listening. I hope that you love and take in the music, the time and the effort. And have a good weekend, guys.
So we're playing you Magenta, Feel Something, and Fetch Your Life. Jimmy Nevis's take on it for today's 702 Unplugged.